Good morning. Welcome to today's episode of Reflective Hour with Tammy Tony Butler. But we all know who the real host of this show is, and that's Christ. Everything he is in his name. I come to you today for a message of hope, truth, peace, joy. He is with you. He is with you in the darkness. He is the light you seek. When your circumstances are overwhelming you, and you have nowhere to turn, turn to him. Turn to his grace and his mercy. Seek forgiveness, repent and turn, and come back to the truth, to the vine. Abide in the vine, and he'll abide in you. We are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of the Lord. I'm no different. I've sinned. I didn't deserve the places and the platforms that he placed me on. His favor has been upon me. And I'm so grateful, grateful that he redeemed me from the spiritual grave that I was in. I was the walking dead. I didn't even know. And he gave me life. He transformed my mind, my heart, soul, everything. He's everything to me. He can be everything to you too. Trust the process. Trust what he's doing in your life as he trims people out of your life. As he moves you from opportunity to opportunity. Ministry to ministry. Door to door. You have to trust him. Can you trust him in the hallway when you don't even know which door you're to walk into? Can you trust him in the blind obedience that walking in faith requires? And you surrender your will for his. He's waiting. We have to truly come to the end of ourselves so that we can surrender so that he can. We have free will. He can't do anything unless we partner with him. Trust him, obey him, seek him above all else. In this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome it. Marinate in his word. Let it sink into the core of your very being. And when dark circumstances come your way, grief and sorrow, grasp a hold to the word. To the hem of his garment, so that he can pull you out of that pit that you find yourself in once again. Once again, you've gone down that pathway, chosen a pathway that's destroying you. You know it. You know you need to turn back. You need to free yourself of that relationship. You won't find judgment here. You will only find love and victory. Victory as you overcome the darkness and are transformed by his marvelous light. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed it, how many times You've opened that door to destruction, grasping the wrong handle instead of opening the one that you knew, your spirit knew you were to open. That's what we do, right? We chase those things of the past. They call to us. But you need to choose the righteous path, the path to healing, truth, freedom. And that only comes through the blood of Jesus, through the cross. His restoration, his redemption, his renewal of your mind, your body, and your spirit. Remember, we're spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. We are spirit, and spiritual health is so important. Marinate in his word today. What does his word say about your circumstances? Because that's what we have to search for, is his truth. Because the word is the living, it's alive, it's you know, living and breathing. It's what we focus everything on. His truth. Jesus is the living word. I see you in that pit of despair, saying to yourself, oops, I did it again. I'm not going to find my way out. That's a lie from Satan. You will find your way out as you reflect. And know, how many times has he saved you in the past? How many times has he come to your rescue? He's not going to scold you. He's a good father. He's a father of love and freedom. You're not too dirty. All those are lies. You reach back out. This will be the last time you go down that destructive path. Because you're different now. You're full of hope and purpose and truth. And you know, this time it's different. This time you're victorious in Christ Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This time will be the last time to partner with that sinful, lustful desire, that addiction. No more. We break it off and bind it and cast it into the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. You're set free. Fearfully, beautifully, and wonderfully made. The daughter or son of the king. Don't live in the pit. The loneliness, the depression, the despair. That's not what he has for you. He died on the cross so we could live and be set free. Freedom is ours. We have to choose it. We have to fight for it. We have to take it by force, knowing that he has us. He's a God of love and mercy, patience, kindness, no condemnation. One of us is not better than the next. We're all children in need of that Father who loves us and wants what's best for us. He put on my heart, and I have no idea why, Psalm 18. So I'm going to read a little out of Psalm 18 in this episode before I close this out. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Look at that. That's what his word says. We're going to praise it. In your valley, in your troubled space, you're going to praise him. You're going to praise your way through and have enough strength to climb that next mountain. You can do it. You're victorious. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Remember it. Live by it. Put your body armor on, as it says in Ephesians. Read Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3 aloud, Ephesians 6. Let's look at the epistles. Let's find our roadmap for success. How do you fight your way out of that darkness? By the word of God, your sword. Take it up, know it, walk in it, and find victory today in Christ Jesus. Read Psalm 16. Sorry, Psalm 18. Read Psalm 18. You can read 16 too, but 18 is the one he led me to. That's where I want you to go. I love you, oh Lord, my strength. Sums it up. It goes on. The whole thing is going to speak to you. Let it speak to you. Let his word speak to you. Let his word speak to you, and you find that way out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. I'm going to link to the full verse, chapter, everything. I'm going to link to it, Psalm 18. I'm going to put different versions in the show notes. Search the truth in the searching, in the hearing of the word. Faith comes by hearing. You can do it. You can climb out of that pit. He doesn't remember. When you confess your sins and repent and say, Father, forgive me. And you come to him with that repentant, loving heart. He's not going to sit there and tell you everything you did and have such judgment. The world judges us. He loves us. He's a good God, good Father. Sure, you've sinned. You've fallen short of the glory of God. He's going to show you the way out of the darkness and into following. He's got you. He's in your corner. With Jesus, you always have a blessed, blessed, blessed day, afternoon. Remember to like and subscribe to this YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.